The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention continues in Anchorage through Saturday when delegates vote on a slate of resolutions. The resolutions determine AFN's course of action during the next 12 months and beyond. And if this morning's sessions were any indication, Alaska Natives are gathering their collective political clout to gain greater control over every level of their lives. Liz Medicine Crow, an AFN presenter who is president of First Alaskans Institute, represents a new generation of Alaska Native leaders.
Well, I think that that's absolutely one of the most important things that as a young Native person is really empowering to me. I hear our leadership that have been here and have been in this whole process and this whole movement since we started contact even, you know, this whole idea, this whole passage of this concept that Native people are the people of this land, and as such that we need to step into those roles of ownership and responsibility. And I think what you're hearing is our people are coming back full force to understanding that that is who we are and that is what we are going to do.
Five work sessions held on Thursday covered the compelling issues of health, energy, education, tribal-state relations, and subsistence. The results of those sessions were presented this morning. Former state legislator Reggie Jewell, now mayor of the Northwest Arctic Borough, said the conversation about tribal-state relations was productive.
It's not like we do not have a relationship with the state government at different levels. Where are our successes? Acknowledge them, celebrate them, because it isn't all filled with animosity. But yet, having said that, there is work yet to be done. We heard, I think, a wide range of good dialogue yesterday. There's issues that came up of the administration should have either a division, an office of some sort of Native Affairs.
Attendees used remote technology to approve a recommendation to have the Tribal State Working Group research and make a plan to create Department of Native Affairs as a cabinet-level position in the state government. The consensor technology allowed the general audience to vote yes or no on recommendations presented by the working groups. Of course, the issue of subsistence underlies all aspects of Alaska Native life. Rosita Wuerl, who heads the Alaska Heritage Institute, read parts of a proclamation written at the subsistence work session.
And the two major goals are lasting federal protections for Alaska Native hunting, fishing, and gathering. We said Native hunting, fishing, and gathering, not rural. Our second major goal is co-equal management of fish and wildlife and other renewable resources for subsistence. And we know we have enough models that we've already demonstrated that Alaska Natives have the capability to do that.
Wuerl said Alaska Natives will work to revoke federal laws that undermine subsistence rights. The target for this action is the clause in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, which extinguishes Aboriginal hunting and fishing rights in Alaska.